وسراجا منيرا أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Eid Mubarak to you all. I hope inshallah you're celebrating Eid with your families and your friends. For Allah Azza wa Jal has given us another month of barakah, rahmah and maghfirah, and itqum min al-nar is just gone. And we are celebrating the achievement of the month of Ramadan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. I know many of our hearts are at pains over what's happening in the world today. Especially some of us know what's been happening in Gaza for the month of Ramadan. How can we then celebrate? Many of us could question ourselves. Yes, that is right. How can we celebrate? We're not celebrating anything more than thanking Allah for the blessings that He had given us in the month of Ramadan. While our hearts still feel the pain and the sufferings of the people of the world, not just Gaza, but whole of the world, Syria, Iraq, Burma, Afghanistan, Kashmir, many places that I have mentioned and I've not mentioned. Sri Lanka recently been added to the list of trouble spots. But we must always praise Allah and thank Him, the fact that we are alive. The fact that we were able to celebrate, or at least come to Taraweeh and fast the month of Ramadan and do our obligations without any disturbance or hindrance. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Dear brothers and sisters, Allah says in the Quran, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Do not give up and do not despair. If you want to be elevated to the highest of position, or you will be given the highest of positions, honor and dignity, only if you believe. In kuntum mu'minin. The condition is if you believe. Our duty, my brothers and sisters, no matter what happens to us, no matter how many bombs fall on our heads, no matter how many places of troubles there are, we still always should remain positive and upbeat about our life, and therefore thank Allah at every moment and every turn of our existence. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. The fact that we woke up this morning, we may have not been lucky enough, like many others who have passed away, not to have woken up this morning, but we did. And therefore we should thank Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. My brothers and sisters, the fact that we could come here with our families, the fact that we could wear clothes, we have a bath, shower, we could come together and celebrate this Eid, we should thank Him all the time. So do not give up and do not despair is the message that I would like you to take away with you. No matter what happens, believers are never depressed. That's the bottom line. Depression is a modern day invention. In fact, it is a psychological state of secularism and materialism. It's a psychological byproduct of, in fact, psychological sickness of secularism and materialism. It's called depression. Believers who have fully yaqeen in Allah don't get depressed because they believe. Allah says in the Quran, La yukallifullahu nafsan illa usaha. Allah doesn't give you and I any burden more than that which we can bear. Allah will never give you more burden than you can bear. And when you have that faith, you should never get depressed. Whether you are in poverty, whether you are in the richness, whether you are in good health or in ill health, whether you are in test or at the times of ease, you always know that is Allah Azza wa Jal who is responsible for everything that you do and happens to you. And you do your best to make sure you prepare yourself, you avert all the troubles as much as you can. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and if you do that, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Do not despair and don't give up. For Allah will give you the highest position if you believe. So the message of Eid this year, my brothers and sisters, no matter what's happening in the world, don't despair and don't give up, for because the believers don't. Believers never give up or never despair. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the depth of the most difficult times, never gave up. They said, the companion said, he will always have a smile on his face. No matter what we came to him with, no matter how much difficulty we came with, he would always return us with hope and aspirations for a better tomorrow, inshallah. Wallahi, a better tomorrow will come. Just like the sun has just come out, A few minutes ago, many of us were thinking about plan B. What are we going to do with no sun? Look, the sun is out. A few minutes later, the sun is going to go back, but sun will come back again. This alteration between sun coming out and going away, between night and day, between good and bad, between ease and discomfort, between hardship as well as and wonderful times, between ill health and good health, is the part and parcel of the nature of life. And celebrate whatever happens. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Brothers and sisters, a couple of practical suggestions I have for all of us when we're celebrating with our families. Wallahi, this is the moment of reconnecting with our family members to, inshallah, heal old wounds and forgive one another and move on. It is the time to reconnect and reach out to those people that you like or dislike. It is time to knock on your neighbor's door and reach out to even if you have been having disputes with them. It is time to reconnect and heal the wounds, inshallah, for it's a good start. After the month of Ramadan now, the slate is clean. Your personal record is clean, alhamdulillah. We hope and pray Allah has forgiven us from our sins in the month of Ramadan. We hope we can start again, we can refresh our relationship. And second thing, brothers and sisters, no matter how difficult it is, please don't make Eid a graveyard session for you and your family. Some of us like being miserable, and we want everyone else to be miserable with us. Well, that's not the key to success. If you want to be miserable, please go ahead. Lock yourself in your own room and be miserable. I hope you're not going to be. But please allow your families to celebrate. Don't put extra restrictions than it isn't in the Quran and the Sunnah. If it isn't, don't put extra restrictions from your part. Don't do this, don't do that. Often you hear in the day of Eid, elders saying, haram, 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 relax. What is halal and haram is defined within the parameters of Sharia. As long as they know about it, encourage them to hold on to it, inshallah. You don't have to become the vice squad on the day of Eid, screaming at everybody. Try your best to live Eid in the best way possible. So if somebody doesn't pray, you don't have to scream at them. Say, astaghfirullah, you have not prayed on the Eid. Remind them gently. And if they wish not to pray, this is between them and Allah. They will have to face themselves on the day of judgment. If your children are misbehaving, tell them nicely and bring them back to the right path, inshallah. But brothers and sisters, please avoid excessiveness. That's very important. Allah says in the Quran, kulu washrabu wa la tusrifu. Eat and drink, of course. Don't be excessive anything. So celebrate, enjoy. You've just come out of a 30-day of fasting. While you're feasting, don't break your stomach. Don't get into indigestion and troubles for yourselves. You just relax, inshallah. Enjoy the good day that is in front of you. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. And finally, my brothers and sisters, we would like to stand together in our unity and our solidarity, in our prayer, and in our support of our brothers and sisters in Gaza. No matter who says what. We stand with them. Our heart is there. Our money has already gone there. And we will, inshallah, continue supporting our brothers and sisters no matter what happens. We will, inshallah. Say, inshallah. Inshallah, we will. And one day, we will see Gaza free. We will see Palestine free. We will see Iraq free. We will see Afghanistan free. We will see Kashmir free. We will see Burmese Muslim free. We will see Sri Lankan Muslim free. We will see Bangladesh, Pakistan, and all the other countries out of fitna. Inshallah, inshallah, have the faith in Allah Azza wa Jal, because He says, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you believe rightly, Allah will elevate you to the highest position. Don't give up. Don't despair. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Akramul Akramin, accept our prayers, Ya Allah. Ya Akramul Akramin, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, accept our salah, Ya Allah. Accept our siyam, Ya Allah. Accept our qiyam, Ya Allah. Accept our tarawih, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, accept our sujood, Ya Allah. Accept our ruku, Ya Allah. Accept us, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, accept everything that we do for you, Ya Allah. Accept our families, Ya Allah. Accept our children, Ya Allah. Keep them on the right path, Ya Allah. Bring them up as the best of Muslims, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, increase our love for one another, Ya Allah. Increase our love for one another, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Akramul Akramin, on this blessed day of Eid, when you have given us a day to celebrate, we ask you amongst our celebration, please, my brother, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, free our brothers and sisters in Gaza, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, free our brothers and sisters in Palestine, Ya Allah. We ask you to free Iraq, Ya Allah. We ask you to free Syria, Ya Allah. We ask you to free Afghanistan, Ya Allah. We ask you to free Kashmir, Ya Allah. We ask you to free Burma, Ya Allah. We ask you to free every part of the world that is in trouble, Ya Allah. We ask you to free Egypt, Egypt from the fitna, Ya Allah. We ask you to free Somalia from the fitna, Ya Allah. We ask you to free every part of the world, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Akramul Akramin. On this celebrated day, we ask you to turn the people of this country to your deen, Ya Allah. We ask you to turn the people of this country to your deen, Ya Allah. We ask you to guide them, Ya Allah. We ask you to keep us together, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, unite our hearts, Ya Allah. Unite our hearts, Ya Allah. Restore taqwa in us, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Restore taqwa, Ya Allah. Restore taqwa, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, accept everything that we do here, cause Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Ya Allah, give shifa from your shifa to those who are not well, Ya Allah. Have mercy on our parents, Ya Allah. Have mercy on our parents, Ya Allah. Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, restore the relationship between brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Restore the relationship between husbands and wives, Ya Allah. Restore the relationship between parents and children, Ya Allah. Restore the relationship between all of us, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم بفضل سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعدكم لعلكم تذكرون جزاكم الله خيرا for coming today. Eid Mubarak to you and your family. Have a fantastic day inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.